You know, we are reading this Shabbat morning is so familiar to everybody. I mean, if you, not if, but when you're going to have your Sedarim this year, both the first and the second, this is the story you're going to be reflecting upon. I got to tell you, when Tova and I invite somebody to our Seder, and, you know, that's the idea, right? To invite somebody who's never been at your house before and so on. I always ask them to bring a gift, please. And they're a little surprised. What do you mean? Bring a gift? Yes. Your gift has to be, bring a question. That's the gift. And the idea of sitting around the Seder is not to do a religious service, but to discuss, to find out, to learn. Well, look, we're on the eve of secular New Year, but you know that really Pesach triggers a new year because, as you probably know, the Torah says, God says to Israel, okay, this shall be the first of your months. Never mind Rosh Hashanah. Don't worry about it. That's the spiritual new year. But Nisan is the first of the months. See, it's a new year. And a lot of questions asked, how is it possible that this whole thing developed? Why didn't God simply say, I'm going to take you out? Why all this business about plagues and all of that sort of thing? You see, there's another approach to Pesach. We all say that Pesach has to do with taking the Israelites, our people, out of Egypt. But the origin may be a little bit different. And that's the reason we ask questions here. You see, who knew about who this God was? As a matter of fact, at the burning bush, you know what God says to Abraham. You know, I told Abraham, God told Moses, I told Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I'm your God. Did Moses know who God was until the burning bush? No, right? And even Moses says, what's your name? And all that business. What's God's name? As a matter of fact, if you take a look very carefully at this morning's Torah reading, the first three so-called plagues, God says, be sure, you know, Pharaoh will know that I am God. And here, the issue is not only the exodus from Egypt, but the appearance of God on the scene of history. Who knew God? As a matter of fact, Moses says to God, look, if the Israelites don't believe in you, how can Pharaoh believe in you? That means to say the Jewish people didn't even know. The Israelites didn't know. See? The appearance of God. And each time when God says, I will take you to be my people and you shall know that I am the Lord your God. This is the text from today. The second verse and the sixth verse and seventh verse, I will bring you into the land, I will give it to you as a heritage. I am the Lord your God. God identified himself. As a matter of fact, there's a midrash later on, you know, the Exodus and of course the splitting of the sea and so on. The midrash, not the Torah, but the midrash says, all the Egyptian army drowned except one. Who did not drown? The Pharaoh, of all the people, he's the guy who should have drowned first. Why the Pharaoh? Because the Pharaoh suddenly knew that this God, this thing that happened, was the essence of the presence of God, the God of Israel. If a sergeant or a private would have survived, and he would have gone back to the city, say, you know, these Israelites, they have this God. Who would have believed a sergeant? But if the Pharaoh would now be convinced, the appearance of God on the scene of history is such that God used us as his spokespeople. That is to say, God used the Exodus to let the world know that there is a God of Israel. As a matter of fact, I mean, the story is much longer, but I want to ask you something. you're going to be sitting at the Seder. I think it's April or something like that. And you know, the story, every story rises in importance. And at the very end, you really declare what is important. Tell me. I'm not going to change the subject. Did you ever watch Sesame Street on TV? Yes, of course. And your kids certainly did, or your grandkids. I think Sesame Street was written by somebody who understood the Haggadah. Because how do you end the story of Pesach? Do you end the story by saying, and we left Egypt, we finally made it? No. Who knows what one is? And then who knows what two is? And who knows what three is? Numbers. And then, right? What is that? Goats and dogs and cats and animals? Watch Sesame Street. Numbers and animals. See? And what did we end up with? For instance, Echad Miodea. How do we end? See, first we say, Echad Miodea, Echad, we know who God is. And then two. What is two? But what do you end up? Echad Eloheinu, 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 Eloheinu. You said it enough? What do we end with? Are we ending with the Seder? Are we ending with, we got out of Egypt? Or that God is one? Even Chag Gadya, the story, animals, we use that so the kids would relate to Sesame Street, right? Same thing. Kids would relate to it. And finally, no matter what, even the angel of death is subjected to the authority of God. And if you look at it from that point of view, maybe originally, the story of Pesach has to do with the appearance of God on the scene of history. He used us as his agent. I like being God's agent, and I hope that you do too. So we continue now.